Culture and Library Commission meeting of October 21st, 2025, to order at 6:41 p.m. Bill, would you please take the roll call?
Well, first of all, we have to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Since it's on our agenda, we have to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
It's just for context, Yolanda was explaining, it's a part of the regular template that usually gets removed, but since it's there, let's honor it. We don't have a flag in the room, but there's a flag out on the pole, so I'd say we all stand up and do it together. We'll point that direction, yes. Yes. Ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
Thank you.
Bill, would you please take roll call?
I will. Chair Scotland.
Present.
Vice Chair Miller.
Present.
Commissioner Acevedo.
Present.
Commissioner Alvarez. Commissioner Guillory. Commissioner Ridsdale.
Present.
Commissioner Smith. Commissioner Velasquez.
Present.
We have five in attendance and a quorum is met.
Sweet. Thank you so much. Moving on to item two, announcements. We have no announcements. Moving on to item three, consent calendar, 3A, minutes of the September 16th, 2025 meeting. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
I move to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion carries. Moving on to item four, library services staff report and announcements.
Thank you. I'm going to keep it brief this evening. There are two announcements or two items I wanted to address. We've had a resignation. Commissioner Cassidy has resigned from the commission. He was appointed at large by the mayor. So hopefully we'll get a new nominee and commissioner in as soon as possible. The second thing I wanted to mention is attendance. I've addressed this in the past, and I just want to remind everybody that the Board and Commission's handbook does address attendance. It's important that people meet these attendance requirements. Regular attendance is expected, and a 75% attendance level is required. A failure to meet this requirement could result in removal. Failure to attend three consecutive regular meetings will be cause for council to declare the position vacant. So I just want to mention that because it's an important part of the service to the commission. We have a quorum this evening, but there are only five. So fortunately, we had a quorum. We're able to do our business and keep the agenda moving forward. I will be contacting each commissioner with some information about their attendance record just to make sure that everybody's aware of where they stand specifically in terms of attendance. And that is my report.
Thank you, sir.
The public.
Yes. At this time, do any members of the public wish to comment on agenda item four? Specific item. All right. Do any commissioners have questions or comments on this item?
I just have a question about the 75%. So is that like of the whole year?
Or? Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So that breaks down to the same three?
So we have 11 okay. regular meetings. So whatever the math breaks down, that
okay.
my math is okay, but I have to pull a calculator out. But,
okay.
But that's why I want to address each one of the commissioners mm-hmm. specifically so okay. we can just let folks know where they stand.
Gotcha.
So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Any other commissioner questions, comments? All right. This concludes item four. Moving on to item five, public comments. At this time, we'll ask for public comments on items not on the agenda, and comments are limited to 3 minutes per speaker. Hello.
Am I the one?
You're on. Go ahead.
I like the way the tennis works. You go to three meetings and then you bank, so you get to skip the next one and then you get through. Well, I wanted to call a few things to the commission's attention. One is I just had my stitches out yesterday from my carpal tunnels surgery, and as I was driving by the Hesperian Triangle, which Brody knows all about, the piece of artwork that has been floating out there, like kind of who knows why it's there. I gather has been taken away. So I just want to resurrect a discussion that the original Arts Commission had about potential for that triangle and the great concept of turning it into a sculpture garden. And so I'd like to propose that to the commission to maybe take it up. And it's, you know, it's a big project, and what would it mean in terms of, you know, revamping the space, because currently it's fenced off, and how would you get artwork in there? Would there be temporary exhibits, rotating exhibits, just what? But, you know, that's like a boundary of our city and a welcoming point for people coming off the 580. And unfortunately, it's just been sort of barren for way, way, way too long. The second thing I wanted to recommend to you, I've been able to see it a few times, but I went Sunday to the Oakland Museum of California to see a showing of The Apology. How many of you have seen that documentary about Russell City, which no longer exists? It was on the western boundary of Hayward, and the only place where BIPOC people could actually buy a house, and then they were basically burned out in the 1970s by you know, the county and other speculators. So one of the things that Aisha Knowles, who's the producer and a local person, mentioned is that it's never been shown in San Leandro. And I just think, like, wow, what a scoop, what an opportunity to show it right here in our theater. And I, you know, I don't know how the calendar gets set up of events. You know, obviously nothing that's going to happen the next week or month or whatever. But, you know, somewhere down the road, I think it would be worth undertaking the project of having a showing here for the people of San Leandro. It relates to a lot of issues in the city. It's just kind of our backyard. And so those are my 2 cents.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Do we have any other public comments? All right. This concludes public comments. Moving on to item 6, presentation. 6A San Leandro Art Walk. Katie Bowman from the Community Development Department will present San Leandro Art Walk.
Okay, I can just introduce everyone else. And actually, I believe that a year or two ago, The Apology was shown at the Bowel Theater.
You're right, it was.
And it was. And potentially with the library, or I can't remember which, or the History Museum.
That's correct.
Yeah, but it'd be lovely to do it again. I have not seen it myself, but I've heard really great things.
Among other things, the documentary is an amazing quality artistic piece, so.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I'm Katie Bowman, Economic Development Manager, really I can just introduce our team. Lars Hall, who has come before this group a number of times, may not know all of you yet, and then the team from 440 Creates, Emilio Garcia and his team, and we want to share with you an update on an exciting project that's been developing, and we'll love to get your feedback. So with that, I'll hand it over to you, Lars.
Oh.
Or do you want to share just a brief intro, and then Emilio can start to demo?
Sure. I guess I can give you a little bit of background on this, because Emilio will get into the nuts and bolts. We received some ARPA funds that were allocated towards beautification, and a portion of those funds have been specifically allocated to downtown, and you know, a number of different improvements are underway down there, and one of them is this project, which is really, how did I put it earlier today, it's a interactive experience incorporating graphic design and celebrating the history and heritage of San Leandro, and it's done via augmented reality, so it does involve technology, it involves your phone, and the hopes are that it will attract additional demographics to the downtown that may not necessarily be frequenting as often as we would like, and create some excitement in the downtown area. Emilio here, he is 440 Creates, and his daughter Isabella is here, and they've been working on this whole concept with us, and he can tell you a little bit more about what it is.
Mm-hmm. And maybe, Emilio, maybe one other word if you want to say about the audience, where we thought, because we did it, we are intentionally, it is designed for a digital audience.
Yeah, so, well, thank you guys for carving out some time for us. Isabella to my right here, my daughter, she's part of the 440 team amongst illustrators and creative folks. And in this case, we have animators and augmented reality team, back end team. The city came to us and shared a bit about some of the goals, and through the discovery and some research, we understood that the demographic was a bit younger, maybe mid-20s to mid-to-late 30s, and we decided to explore murals, but murals that come to life, and we have an examples of them here that I would like to show you guys. And we realized that, you know, the younger generation, most of us have smartphones, and we're used to downloading apps. This does take an app to download, and actually, while I'm talking, maybe Bella can pass out the flyers. Some flyers, Bella, here. And there's, if you guys would like to participate tonight, I'm gonna reveal some of the mural pieces here and show how they work. And if you guys would like to join in, you can. These are four murals created by local artists, our team here. And we, there, as you can see, it's a, we're calling this the art walk, as Lars and Katie mentioned, and we call it the art walk because there's four locations, and, it's the first of its kind mural augmented series anywhere that in the Bay Area that we can recognize. And so what it is we chose four breezeways to activate to help kind of breezeways that needed that they were popular areas, but wanted to make sure that they were full of life. And when people traveled through the breezeways, they got a little additional bonus through some artwork. And so we had the idea of a mural, but then a mural that would come to life, essentially. So and kudos to the city, everyone on this commission, and even with the city of San Leandro about the willingness to try something new and be innovative and bold. And this is definitely something that's, you know, we had a great time doing it, and we would love, you know, for you guys to join in on some of these pieces. Now, I have them; they're not just white boards that come to life. there is artwork on the backside.
This was maybe
So these are scaled down to size at about 50%, so they will go up as roughly 4 feet by 8 feet areas, and the identified areas would be the breezeway on Estadio Avenue leading into Joaquin Plaza
Safeway Shopping Center. Mm-hmm.
The far corner, as you can see over by East 14th, is So the far right-hand corner would be the wall on Chipotle. The Chipotle wall, we just keep calling the Chipotle wall. there's the Bev Box, which is near
Asia Delight and Sons of Liberty.
Sons of Liberty on the way to Field Work Brewery. And then there's one on the Tequila Grill walk. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so if you guys would like to download the app, and we'll take it for a little spin right now on our phones, but feel free to stand up and join us as you will. And what is augmented reality, as the flyer says, is tech-powered overlay that adds animation, motion, and magic to the real world. And there's no better way to understand what it does except to do it. So I'm going to reveal kind of one at a time, and Bella's going to tell a little story about how we got to this one here. And like I said, I will show it, and if you guys want to afterwards participate, feel free. So this first one is called The Heart.
Yeah, so from the beginning, the city really emphasized the importance of representing, obviously, the community in San Leandro, its history and its diversity, but also this kind of innovative, border-looking spirit that really, you know, the younger generations are drawn to and excited about. So this first piece pays tribute to San Leandro's roots, its cultural heritage, and it's reminding us of its deep historical foundation here.
So we had our illustrators really kind of focus on the diversity and some of these signature kind of, bench, you know, landmark moments with the Truth and Beauty, Casa Peralta, and whatnot. And so that's the first one here. And I'll give you a brief show and tell, and feel free to come up and participate if you want. So essentially, you open the app, you download the app, it's the Heart to Vibe app. You launch the app, and it launches essentially your camera. And so once it figures it out.
That's pretty cool.
And so you have, as you can see, at the bar station, Truth of Beauty. All the windows are doing a little bit of some fun stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And you can really get involved. Like, you can go around the sides of it.
That is really cool.
Oh, yes, yeah. And you can actually do it on the image in your flyers, too, as they're doing.
That is so fun.
They call it a trigger image.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter the size.
Feel free to move the camera around because it changes the picture.
Because essentially it's a QR code.
The Bart Kane's movie.
Yeah.
Is yours working on the...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, reminds me of my daughter writing for skateboard.
And the great thing is, like, really, like, they can work on flyers or large prints or t-shirts or
coffee
mugs. Oh, that's wonderful.
So we have illustrators, we have animators, we have AR people, and we have strategists, like Bella, just kind of keeping the whole thing together. So this one is the heart, and you can see some of the local kind of recognizable pieces. I don't know if I have them in order with you, Bella, but this is the second one. Is called The Dip. So this one is going to go, our intentions are that this would go on the breezeway. And then this one, this is the Chipotle wall.
Yeah.
So The Dip kind of merges like the city's industrial kind of landscape with this feel of like whimsy and elegance. We really wanted to touch on some of like the natural elements of San Leandro. We live by the water, the marina, things like that. And then also food that plays a role in downtown San Leandro and what you can really gain from the area. And then once this one triggers, there's a lot of movement there that's really fun too.
And this one, this one is a little bit more framed in, and this one really takes off as far as like the holes.
The background changes.
The background, drastically. So like you're really inside of the. So you have the same movements, some of the same art you see there that's just activated and has emotion with some fun stuff happening. We use the water as a kind of as a park motivator because we are. Coastal city. There's some of the high school mascots in there, like the Falcons, the Pirates, which is the octopus, whatnot. And this one is really like immersive, like you're in, like wherever you turn, you're in. Not the bay, Scott, the bay shoreline, that is. So this one is The Dip. And imagine this 8 feet, 10 feet big, and we have about a 10 foot kind of runway, so to speak. We figure out 10 feet we need to really step back, and we have enough of that room on all of the proposed locations.
The boba.
That's so fun, right?
Kids love the boba.
That's really beautiful. And the next one is called The Beginning, and this is one of my favorite ones. I mean, they all became our favorite as we kept doing them. And so, Bella, tell us a little about The Beginning.
So The Beginning, kind of like it sounds, it's like blending, you know, it's old and new San Leandro, so this is kind of like original historic San Leandro and what that may have looked like, and then it kind of, once you trigger the image, it blends new modern San Leandro, the new technology that the city has kind of been able to create and the way it's been able to transform, so it's a real like visual transformation of where we started, where we are now, where we may go. And so this one's important to reflect growth, connection, transformation.
And we realize like Bella's right in the demographic that we're kind of thinking of, and nostalgia doesn't hit, it hits differently with younger generations. So this is a wonderful ode to San Leandro as it used to be, but does that really, to the new generation, how much does, so it's like, okay, well, we're gonna play with that we think will work and won't work. And so this one is, you know, Cherry City, how San Leandro may have looked back when it was agriculture heavy, the old logo here, and then this one becomes, I might need a little more space. So as you can see, this kind of the new version of San Leandro and the general kind of East Bay where you see the corner of, you have the Coliseum, you have the BART train that goes all the way over to Truth of Beauty, all the way down to the water. up to Lake Chabot. And there's some fun stuff, and you could really get in close with all this stuff. And there's a ton of like hidden little treasures. Like there's a golf cart happening down there, and we got some gophers. As we know, the golfers love the gophers hanging out on the golf course. So just a lot of color. So we went from less color from these guys to really then with the pop and the reveal of the color. So it sounds, it looks like you guys are kind of have, which is great to know that they work on all sizes. We've printed them out many times. We do them on the computer and this, and then the 8-10 foot one is going to be like pretty cool. So, and then last but not least, this one will be, we had a little bit limited size with the tequila grill wall. So we wanted to do a square one anyways, just to see how it worked. And this one is kind of in the same sentiment as this, like more like reveal, like less reveal, more reveal and less like in their face while I see it's happening. So
I can.
As you can imagine.
Much more playful and whimsical. It's kind of like our Jack in the Box, like, you know, like Sam Leandro. There's so many things that you can gain.
Oh, is that a gopher?
And this one kind of really wanted to symbolize that idea of creativity, innovation, and the imagination that will be shaping like Sam Leandro's future and tomorrow. Kind of like what can be.
Mm-hmm. And we start off with the thought of a clown, Jack and Wright, the Jack in the Box clown, but we didn't want to scare people, so we thought we knew we could add sound to it, so we wanted to do Pop Goes the Weasel, and they're like, oh, Pop Goes the Weasel for the clown, like, oh, how about the weasel is in the box, and Pop, because that seems pretty practical, like, so, and this one is,
it's really fun.
I like it.
So this one has the playfulness of the sound, but also this. Oh, let me see. It's my grandson's favorite one. So a lot of the anticipation of, I mean, I'm, you know, I don't know how many of the younger kids know Jack in the Box these days, but I do, and it's kind of just the anticipation of it happening is kind of always a slow shock. So anyways, that's our series, that's the art walk kind of in person, and so I'm glad you guys were able to take those flyers home with you, and feel free to download the app. And today we're here to, like, you know, just we want to see bigger with you guys. You guys are the first people outside of the city team and our team to see it, and so we thank you for your time, and we hope that we get a little support and like a little celebration of when it comes. And you know, like, we love our murals in San Leandro, and we were going to do, but you know, we decided, you know, how can we kind of live the innovation and the boldness that San Leandro, the risks that they, that we all take here. So our company's been in San Leandro for almost 40 years. We have a business here. We own a business. We own the building on Davis Street, 440 Davis Street. So you probably drove by many times, but maybe not even knowing that it was us, but we're right around the corner. So yeah, so that's it. Thank you for your time.
And I'll just add, so as next steps, we're wrapping up some of behind the scenes stuff, but the art is there, as you see. And then we can let you know, Bill, when we get like our confirmed, like,
go live date.
There you go, go live date. Mm-hmm. And we're going to work with Emilio on marketing everything and sharing the story. And the hope is to get people interested. And we should look into, you know, local influencers or whatnot to start to share to get some buzz going. Certainly, the goal is before It's a Wonderful Night, which will be the first Friday of December. So we're pushing, and so within the next, what is that, next 6 to 8 weeks, whatever that is, they'll be up. So we'll let you know. Hope you come and check it out. Share with your friends and family to come and check it out too. And
thanks guys. And real quick, that the wonderful part, these are trigger images, so they're big colorful QR codes. The back end animation can change as often as we want. So if we want to promote wonderful light popping out of the box. We can do that. Or if we want to incorporate any type of gamifying or celebrating some holidays or people or events, then they're all kind of, we can add like little layers of like, a ribbon drops down, like a little, like and falls down and says whatever we want. So the cool thing is we can adjust the back end and leave the artwork as is. So, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Any questions for this gentleman?
Yeah. We'll run the meeting.
Yes, thank you. At this time, do any members of the public wish to comment on this agenda item?
If I may.
Go ahead.
Great technology. I guess one thing I'm curious to know is if there's going to be an opening event. I know, you know, the first is a date on the calendar, but an opening event for this, I just think it's important to celebrate, you know, art when it comes around. And the other thing, you know, looking at it, I'm thinking, wow, this could really be expanded. I don't know if you have interest or it would be popular, like, you know, let's say there is a sculpture garden down at the Hesperian Triangle, right? Could we go down and take pictures of those and see things? Could there be a thing with truth is beauty, right? I want to know more about the statue. I want to know why there's a question mark on the front of the light. Personal interest of mine. Go to the Oyster Bay mosaic in the park and pop up a whole history about Jack London and the Oyster Pirates, the Shore Patrol, all that. You know, you could use it for architecture, the Daniel Best building, Caterpillar. You could use it for the housing tour. I mean, it just seems like it has so many applications.
It's limitless, exactly. Thanks for bringing that up because...
excuse me, sir. Mm-hmm. I need the chair to run the meeting.
Oh.
So the way it works is we get public comments, we don't engage in a conversation.
Okay.
That's the way public meetings
are.
Sure. Yeah.
So public comments have been made.
Great.
And then now we open it to the commissioners.
Yes. Do commissioners have any questions or comments at this time?
No questions. I do love the entire project.
Yeah, this is really lovely.
Mm-hmm. We do too.
I have a question. Is it, so as people engage with the QR codes, is there a way for you to keep stats of like how many people are actually interacting with the pieces and viewing the animations and everything?
That's actually how they... part of the billing system is on scans, so they definitely keep an eye on the scans. They're very well priced scans, but so yes, they do.
So there's a price per, like anytime somebody scans the QR code.
There is.
Interesting. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other commissioner comments, questions?
Yes, actually. Can you elaborate on that?
On what part?
On the pricing of. Is being priced.
Elaborate on the pricing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're essentially it's a subscription fee to have the app.
Okay.
And then the scans, which we don't take part in any of that, the transaction part. I guess maybe half a penny per scan or something. 10,000 scans for like a couple $100 or something like that. So it's we felt that, you know, that we could always pause the scans if it, you know, but we did allocate budget for the scans, and it'd be great. I think the city would be happy if there was a ton of people coming out and scanning them.
Mm-hmm.
And the price point, I don't have those numbers exactly. We have it in our records somewhere, but they work within the budget. We felt that we can kind of run this for 6 months and kind of see how it went.
So we're budgeted for 6 months right now.
I will have to get.
We have an initial, initial amount.
Initial amount.
Okay.
Yeah.
So included already in the contract. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Any last questions, comments? All right. This concludes item 6. Before we move on to item 7, action items, you folks don't have to stay for the rest of the meeting.
Okay.
We'll
probably just grab our stuff and tiptoe out.
No problem. We just don't want to make you sit through a meeting because it's nighttime.
No.
So go home. Eat dinner.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll move on to item 7 now. Action items. 7A, quality of life priority. Expand utilization of art gallery spaces in city facilities. This is a continuation of a discussion we had at the January 21, 2025 meeting regarding quality of life priority library department deliverables. Librarian Susan Hughes is going to give us an update on the deliverables involving the use of art gallery spaces in city facilities.
Hey, let me just make sure you guys don't forget stuff. Hi, I'm Susan Hughes. I am an adult services librarian here. I'm celebrating my second anniversary on November 1st. I'm a former East Coastie and also an activist for 10 years in New York. I still have a lot of friends from back in the day who serve on boards and commissions at RH now, and so I just want to say thank you because I really do appreciate the level of commitment, both time and thoughtfulness. I know how it works. So thank you. I have been sort of tapped to handle the part of the initiative. The city has generated the quality of life priorities. They've assigned them out to different, I'm sorry if I'm saying things that you know, but I just need to make a straight line. And then, so they have assigned part of the quality of life priority number 3, which is arts initiative, to have the library take the lead on that. And so just as part of my day-to-day, Brian has asked me to do a little legwork. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm still pretty new to it, but I have been able to make some progress, and I just wanted to update you on that right now. So as per Brian, we are hoping to better utilize the library galleries for art in line with the City Council Priority 3. And I just would like to quickly review the spaces that we hope to bring a little bit more attention and engagement to. The back gallery space along the lecture hall, I've actually hung there myself for the Women Leaders in San Leandro event. Here's an upstairs one, I don't know if you've been up there. We have hung murals and artwork up there as well. Right now in our atrium, we are hosting a series of just really, really large scale installations. If you haven't had a chance to tiptoe into the atrium, I would suggest that you do. We have an interactive family-friendly exhibit that's pretty great. Also, and we do have a series of those coming up that'll be running from essentially September through May 2026. We also have a very well-designed wire that runs along the balcony railing over the atrium. I've hung things up there myself. I've seen things hung there. It's a really nice opportunity. We've done like textiles, banners, like quotes, portraits. So an underutilized space that would be very, very easy to get art, and it really does pop the atrium space. So that's what we have. Besides that, what we do in terms of art form in adult services and also in the other library departments here, we do other kinds of art. We do programming with dance and with music and with crafts and with even our displays. Again, poke your head in the front door on your way out. The Diwali display there by our my colleague Sarah Becumier is absolutely a work of art. It absolutely is. And so how I am assisting City Council Priority 3 is I have 3 deliverables. They have different timelines. Most of them stretch from, I think the first deliverable is going to be like July 26, and then the last one is going to be December 26. So we're working on a long runway. We are managing to get some pieces put in place right away, and they are namely 3.2.1, to identify the city facilities that can function as gallery spaces, just as I have just enumerated to you in the library, which looks like me just going around to the senior center and to the Marina Community Center and to City Hall. I have a meeting with Dustin tomorrow. I'm really excited to meet him. Just a tour. The facilities and say like, oh, this is a space that you could, and not just a place where you could put a piece of art, but a place where you can engage with an artist, okay? Because it's sort of next level rather than just a view of art, like having engagement with the creative process itself. And so we're identifying gallery and exhibit and artist like the art walks with the artist and that kind of thing, above and beyond just what we can put on the wall. So that's been really eye-opening and fun. There are a lot of indoor and outdoor spaces at all of our facilities, and I'm just sort of documenting them. The second priority that I'm working on, deliverable 3.2.3, is is to identify local agencies and artists to submit exhibits. We've identified in our work plan a jury selection process. There's every likelihood that at some point we would be looking for jurists. And so I just want that to be in the back of your mind. Again, this is out till July 26th, so we've got a moment. And that just looks like outreach to the San Angelo Art Association and the schools and the grant recipients that you've already identified. 3.2.3, facilitate public art receptions. Again, this is way down the road when we have already decided like who we're gonna ask, how we're gonna do the jury selection, how we're gonna fund it, what's gonna happen. But we're just sort of building it like toward a future of public art, public engagement in city spaces. And so I have been asked to ask you three questions, and they are these. What would you like to see? What mediums? What's fresh? What would be really interesting to you? And the second question is, do you have ideas about some potential area artists to submit? And this is local. It doesn't have to be hyper-local. This is does not have to be a San Leandro artist, but it should inspire the residents of San Leandro. There's a lot of talent here in the Bay Area. It shouldn't be too hard to come up with some inspiration around what would we like to see, where would we like to see it. And then, again, I know budgeting already happened. This is down the road, down the road. But could the board, the commission here, could you envision a role for this commission as a source of some future funding and trying to get on board to with the city council, with the priority number three for quality of life. So we're underway. That's about where I am. So I think I could pause here.
Great, thank you so much. So before we answer these questions as this commission, do any of the members of the public wish to comment on this agenda item first?
Well, sure, what else am I doing? this is exciting. I guess I have a few ideas humming in my mind. One is just, do you have a basic outreach kind of thing that I could go hand to all my artist friends?
Not yet.
You know, like, but I, that would be important.
Sorry. This gentleman has his chance to talk.
I'm posing a rhetorical question.
Right, exactly. She just needs to understand how it needs to work.
So, if I could hand that to some, here's Truth is Beauty, and here's the new sculpture of the Stephen Taylor garden, and, some other things, we want to see your art in San Leandro. Contact Susan. One big potential area for artists that I think goes untapped are youth. And I'm thinking about the Ora Loma poster contest that was in effect for many, many years that Mimi Dean was very good around. But, let's get artists from K through 12 and have an event where we display their art. And, there's like fantastic art that comes out of that. So, and I guess I have a third idea, which is, this is kind of random, but, during the Black Lives Movement, there were a lot of plywood pieces that went up that were then made into art. And most of those are in storage. Would be interesting to see them displayed someplace, maybe with some commentary or whatever. But, thank you. This is great.
Thank you very much. Okay, so at this point, do commissioners have questions or comments or responses to those three questions that are up there?
I have a comment, I guess. I'm so excited that you're undertaking this because this is something that we had talked about last year or the year before of like there needing to be a survey of places in the city where art, they could be activated for art. So I'm I think we decided it was kind of beyond our abilities as a volunteer organization to undertake that. So I'm glad that that work is being guided by you now. So just very enthusiastic about that.
Anyone else?
Yes, thank you. It's good to hear that the quality of life priorities have kind of been delegated, and to know that you're the person for this one, for the art gallery spaces in our city. I did take note of everything that you mentioned. I guess my question, because I don't really have answers for that yet, but my question would be, how can we stay informed? So if that can be answered eventually.
Am I allowed to respond to the
commission?
Sure.
Yes.
So this is sort of top down. So Brian tells me what my next move is, and then I make that move. I'm aware of my timeline, so I can sort of take on tasks and do outreach like on my own time. I'm not yet like a person who talked to Susan about that stuff. Not yet. But I know that my role. It's going to be integral to the development of the priority, because I'm on the ground floor for sure. So I would say I would really like to talk to Brian and get some feedback, and talk to Bill and get some feedback, and then we can maybe get an answer at the next meeting or something.
So if I may speak to that as well, I made the original presentation about the deliverables that the library is responsible for at our January 21st meeting of 2025. And so the beauty of this is, you know, now having assigned it, as you noted, is we have Susan actually doing the work. And so the questions up there are, you know, it's something to inspire, you know, the commission's consideration. But we will certainly come back as this gets moving along. I mean, the deadlines that she had mentioned, we wanted to have time to do this work along with everything else that Susan has on her plate. But we're looking at July 2026 to have these plans in place. And so we will keep you informed and then come back with potentially other asks, for example, to help us determine what art should be displayed. This is the ideal body, I think, to once we put out a call for art and artists, just like the grants, you know. So we will certainly, it could be a monthly update at some point when we get this far enough down the line.
Thank you.
I have questions and comments, but I want to make sure all the other commissioners get to go first. Okay, I'll go. I really hope that we can see some artistic mediums that are more 3D sculptural, you know, more like ceramics and non-traditional fiber arts, not just painting and photography. And I say this as a photographer, so I'm not judging. But, you know, those are the easy ones. You know, how can we get more interactive? Can we get more tactile? Can, you know, we get the cool stuff that isn't just necessarily look at it on a wall gallery style? This body does maintain a list of San Leandro based artists that is opt-in, and we haven't done a huge push recently, and we probably should, to grab more people onto the list, but we have some folks, so that will be the ideal body to reach out to. I also work for Burning Man and have a list of the last 20 years of Burning Man artists. If you want some cool sculptures, I can help. I'm personally really glad you're doing this. I saw you rock up to the library when I was here at Art Fest vending, and I was like, I really hope that woman is a librarian. You were just like, you were into the library, and I'm like, you got librarian energy, man. That's great. So now you're here, and like that paid off in my brain, and I'm really happy that you're doing this project. So
thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. And I'm really happy to meet all you guys too. I've been really looking forward to this. So just getting in the room where it happens. Thank you.
Yeah, any last allowance?
Yeah. So to actually answer the questions you posed, for artistic mediums, I'm with Brody in terms of having a diversity of mediums. I would also love to see more performing arts represented. I'm always like, does San Leandro ever have like a battle of the bands? Or like, I feel like music is such an important and ephemeral thing, which it can be great because you can just have an event for the day. It doesn't have to be a permanent thing. Dance, I know we had some submissions from dancers for the grant program. I know there are choreographers and stuff in the area. So yeah, just like thinking expansively about what art could be,
yes,
and that it doesn't have to, again, like hang on a wall, it could be a temporary thing. So that's what I would like to see. And then I attended an event for California for the Arts a number of months ago now, but they shared a bunch of resources just about connecting with other arts organizations in specifically in the East Bay for like capacity building and outreach. So I'd be happy to forward you that information. It might be more than what you need, but it could also maybe
yeah,
help you sort of connect with some
resources at the moment.
Yeah,
and
so
yeah,
I think it might be useful. So I can forward that to you because there is it was focused on the East Bay. So I think people who could help connect you to artist communities.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Would be good.
That's
and then
lovely.
Funding wise, I don't know if we could, if we know. Yeah, I would love to be able to fund something like this, but I know our funding is diminishing, but you know, who knows what next year brings. So it's always worth asking the question. Yeah.
Oh, and last thing about artistic mediums. Something when you were saying bands, it reminded me like how can we think past the visual arts?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the, one of the coolest installations I've seen recently was a scent wall that had these little test tubes, and you sprayed these little bulbs, and it just like you leaned up close to it and just sniffed it. And it was like sensory. Or can we do things with headphones?
Mm-hmm.
Or anyway, like yes, think
yeah.
think beyond the gallery, please. That would be fantastic.
Yeah,
great. Any other commissioner questions?
I'll mention one that came to mind since we talked about performances. It would be poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like a poetry night or weekend. Invite local, you know, people
Jess
that do poetry.
Jess had me if we
yeah.
had that like 3 days ago.
Nice.
Have a slam.
All right. Any other commissioner questions or comments? Okay. Well, Susan, thank you so much
thank
for
you
coming
for
here
time.
And telling us all this cool stuff.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you also do not have to stay
I can
the rest
just
of the
go out too.
All right.
Do I have to stay?
Yeah.
I know.
You can leave too.
Have a good night.
Okay. So this concludes 7A. Moving on to item 8, commission reports and announcements. Item 8A, Arts Endowment Committee.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
Should I stick around or should
no.
I go? Okay.
Thanks,
all right.
Susan.
Be free.
Alrighty, thanks very much. Nice to meet you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Okay, Arts Endowment Committee. We have not met.
Okay.
Yes.
It's part of the committee who hasn't met. Does this, I guess I'm just wondering about like the need for this subcommittee, because now that the 1% for arts development thing is kind of in process with City Council, is there anything that this subcommittee needs to do, or like what do we feel like the purpose of this subcommittee is, other than it appearing on the agenda?
You could disband it.
Yeah, why don't we just disband it for now, and if well, okay, I will say...
Unless anyone else was passionately and
right
wants
now.
To.
Well, okay, we didn't meet, but I will say that since it did come before the City Council, the next step for that is it's going to appear in front of the Rules Committee. Mm-hmm. I am keeping an eye on the Rules Committee agenda, and at that point, when it's on the agenda, we can do public comments in favor of the 1% for art. So when that comes on the agenda, I will send a BCC to everyone and let y'all know that you can make public comments, hopefully in favor of 1% for art, but I'm not telling you what to do. Aside from that, like, why not? I mean, this part of the Arts Endowment was maybe like a Friends of San Leandro Arts that needed so many things beyond the scope of this body that it feels laughable at this point to hope.
A suggestion to replace it with, since we still have the grants funded and that has a committee, do we want to create a subcommittee for the comedy event? I don't know if that's necessary. I can't say I've been involved enough to know that that'd be a good idea, but since we're also funding that, that'd be the only alternative, right?
I mean,
subcommittee.
I don't think it's necessary.
Okay.
But let's think about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as it gets closer, there's mm-hmm. often things to do, and mm-hmm. if we do end up more with the, are we going to help with sponsors? Are we going to, you know? Mm-hmm.
Since we're putting so much money into it, we would want to make sure it goes really well.
You're right. We may need a subcommittee.
Yeah, it's worth considering.
Okay.
Yeah.
But for now, Arts Endowment Committee.
We just.
Just
can I make a motion? Or do I need to make a motion? Or?
Let's. Well, no.
We no, because we don't have to make a motion to make one.
Okay. Yeah,
we can just do what we want.
Just let us off the hook. You know?
Please. I've been trying to keep things contained the whole night.
You did good.
Doing good. Good job. Okay. So, any other commissioner questions or comments about this disbanding / non-report that will not exist anymore? Okay. Item 8B, Grants Committee. Can we have a report from the Grants Committee? Bill,
I could
talk about some stuff first.
I could certainly start, and then the members of the Grants Committee and two of the committee members are here. So we met the Grants Committee. I'm not officially a part of it. I'm just staff that, just like I do this. But Commissioners Guillory, Miller, and Scotland met last Tuesday with the goal of taking the feedback that we received from the last round, as well as ideas that come up amongst the committee members, to revise the process appropriately to make it, you know, more accessible, smoother, you know, simplify is always an opportunity to learn. And so we will be embarking, the committee will be embarking on editing the two application forms and also the guidelines with that in mind, simplifying things and clarifying things. I think that the feedback that we had was that from the last round, this is some of the applicants, particularly organizational applicants, did not understand certain terms. So we will define those things in some way. And it could be a glossary. We could define the elements of the application where we have like a checkbox or something. But it just, the whole goal is to try to make it clear and more accessible. We discussed the issue of having the application in other languages besides English. The challenge, as we talked it through, is if you make an application available in, you know, the common languages that are the city will translate from English into either Spanish or Chinese. The challenge when you do that in a process like this is that if you make it available and chooses the language, then and you allow the person to respond in that same language, then you get into this having to go back and forth with translations. And as much as that would be lovely, the cost and logistics could make that challenging. So the committee decided that what we will do is make, on request, the application and the guidelines available, in the language requested, Chinese or Spanish, but that they will need to respond to the application and complete the application in English. So they'll need someone on their team because we don't have people who are fluent in both languages. So so that's sort of the way to proceed forward on that. The committee also discussed an idea, I believe, that was floated at the last commission meeting, which I was not able to attend. I was out of town. But the idea of changing the maximum grant from, we had two tiers. We had in past applications processes, we had $5,000 for individuals, $10,000 for organizations. Dropping that in part because of the lower amount that's been allocated for the grants program of $30,000, that we would drop that to five across the board. But whether you're an organization or an individual, the max you can apply for is $5,000. So we, depending on how that shakes out, we would multiply the potential applicants, or potential awards, I should say. That's my memory of everything we talked about. The timeline, I will say this, I committed to the committee and I put it together. I just haven't had a chance to get it to the committee. A timeline that's basically what we had before. So looking at putting all this material up and making it available to applicants on around the beginning of February of next year. So am I missing anything that we discussed?
I don't think so.
Okay.
That sounds good. We to sort of wiggle around about that. Since we had so many applicants last year, I'll give you context because you're new also. We had a bunch of applicants last year who didn't follow the instructions, didn't quite understand, and ended up with incomplete applications that we basically had to throw out. Because we don't go back to them and say, you know, pass the deadline and say, like, hey, we don't have your XYZ. So we ended up with fewer grantees, and we ended up even with some repeat grantees that didn't follow the directions. And it was a bummer, and it was surprising because, like, the first year everyone followed the instructions, and then the second year it wasn't. So we went back to the drawing board, and we're like, shoot, how can we, you know, take a step back and do some capacity building and do some teaching of, you know, how to apply for a grant? Like, what do these words mean? Like, what specifically are we asking? So that's where we figure we weren't going to do like a whole process of like a pre-flight check for people sending in their things and making sure we, because that's like, that's too much staff time. That's too much. Like, that was too much handholding. So we have this good middle ground of, we're going to have some like a glossary. We're going to make things as clear as possible. We're going to like highlight it where necessary, and hopefully that'll work. And if it doesn't work, we need to figure out something further, but this is going to be kind of our stopgap for this year. Mm-hmm. Alana, any?
I was just gonna say, like, even bigger picture context, we're talking about our arts and culture grant program that has been going on for 2 years, where we award, we've awarded funds to both individual and nonprofit organizations to create art or have programs and events. So. This will be the third year of us doing it, so we're trying to improve every year, learn as we go. But, yeah.
Any commissioner questions or comments about that? Sweet. Thank you. Commissioner comments. Anybody have comments, reports, anything?
I saw the artwork being taken from the Hesperian Triangle. They had the straps on it and tractors, and I shed a little tear, but it was nice.
So it went back to the owner?
I guess so, yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyways, it had a good run, so thanks for helping facilitate that original commission.
Question about that. So did its like expiration date hit, and that's why it gets removed?
So the official contract was August to August, so August of 24 to August of 25. Mm-hmm. I got back from my vacation, I took a little drive by, and it was still there, so I...
David was still at Burning Man.
The artist
had to get home first.
Yeah,
and, like,
okay,
relax.
Well, that explains it. So anyway, I contacted the... We worked with our... local artist Berkeley, you may recall, and I contacted the ED executive director and said, time for that to go. We love it, but it's time for it to go. Because, you know, it really should only be there for the period of the contract,
right?
You know, because then you could get into some sticky issues. Right. So I respectfully requested that it be removed, and it was. So,
as agreed.
Yeah. So, anyway.
All right. Any other commissioner questions or comments? I just want to say, since I wasn't here the last time when we had our budget priorities, so since we've spent all our money on stuff, I would like you folks, as part of this commission, to think about, do you have any personal arts, culture, or library projects, ideas, things to bring for us to do that don't cost money, or that cost like very little money, or we could figure out something?
this is a working committee. This is the kind of place where we can make cool stuff happen. If you have ideas, bring them. Let's talk about them. Let's do some stuff. Like, I don't want it to just be a place where we show up and read the agenda and then wander off. So
maybe we could agendize that.
A brainstorm.
Yes, totally. I'm serious.
Yeah, let's agendize a non-monetary cool stuff brainstorming session.
I love it. We'll summarize that, and
okay.
Or it could just be one long sentence. We'll make sure and get that down for the recorder. In all seriousness, I think, you know, speaking as a staff member to this, you know, having staffed a commission for some time, I think it's a great idea. I just want to make sure we have it out there so that members of the public, like this gentleman, want to come, who's here, but it's now since left, we can not only generate ideas from the commission members, but then also from the public. So
yeah,
I think we should agendize that.
Great. Sorry, your chair is a dork, but here we are. All right. So, item 9, adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting of October 21st, 2025?
I motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Motion carries. The meeting of October 21st, 2025 is adjourned at 7:42 p.m.
Thank you.
Great.
Thanks.